Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Somewhere in Acts 28:23, I started daring to explore the relationship between Christ and the kingdom, isn't it? In the first service. Acts 28:23. What did I say? Let's read it first before I try to explore more. Can we read together? Want to read? Did you observe what happened at the tail? The half part from third line towards the end. He said, persuading them, he substituted kingdom for Jesus. He said, persuading them. Now the Bible said, he appointed a day and they came to his lodging so that he can explain the kingdom of God, isn't it? The Bible now replaced the kingdom of God to Jesus. He said, persuading them concerning Jesus. You see that? And he said, both from the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. Why is that relationship so intense? Are we together? You're going to see it somewhere in Matthew 16:16-18. Let's see it briefly. It says, please pay attention to details. Always pay attention. It says, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Son. What did the Bible say? Next part of scripture. In 17, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but what? Next part of scriptures. Then he said, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not what? Prevail against it. What's the rock there? You know it should be Christ, isn't it? The rock there is who? Christ Jesus. He said, upon this rock, Christ, I will build my church. Now, if you observe, until Christ was refused, he never spoke about the church. So there's no reason to do church until you understand Christ. Christ is the center of the church. Are we together? He said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Alright, next part of scripture. It said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be what? Loosed in heaven. Now you see, Peter had access to the kingdom because of the information or the revelation he just got about Jesus as the Christ. Now it was Jesus that was asking the question. Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Some people guessed that he was a prophet, and they had no problem calling him Jesus. It was only his natural name that meant Savior. The Hebrew version of the Greek name Jesus is who? Joshua. Are we together? The English meaning is what? Savior. Are we together? Are you guys here? So if you bear the name Savior, you actually are bearing the name Jesus. Alright? So Jesus asked a question. Jesus asked a question. Think about it. Jesus asked a question. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Who do they say that I am? One of the prophets, they said. Alright? But Peter, by the Spirit, said, you are the Christos, the Son of the living God. What did the Bible say afterwards? Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Upon this rock, I'll build a people called my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Remember Luke 6? If you build your righteousness on the rock, what will happen? When there's flood and fire and all the troubles of life, you'll be standing, isn't it? Because you dug the ground and built your foundation where? On the rock. God built us on the rock. And the rock there is who? Christ. He said, if we are built on the rock, terrible things may come our way that we can't predict. He said, but they will not prevail against us. They will come to pass. We will still be remaining. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then after that, he now said, you now have access to the kingdom. Now whatever you bind on earth is what? Whatever you lose on earth is what? In Christ, you are capacitated and qualified to be part of the kingdom. So if you don't understand the place of Jesus Christ, Jesus as a Christ, I would say Jesus Christ, we mean Jesus the Christ. When you don't understand the place of Jesus as the Christ, you truly not understand your capacity. And of course, not be qualified to be part of this kingdom. Because in this kingdom, we are the subject. We make up this kingdom. The Bible says we are formed into a kingdom in Revelation 1 and 6. Revelation 1 and 6. Let's see it briefly. It said, when we were washed with the blood in the Amplified rendition, we were washed with the blood. And it said in verse 6, it said, and God formed us into a kingdom, his subject, as his subject. Preach to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the power and the majesty and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So you see that? You see that? We are the one that are the subject of this kingdom. We are the one that forms up this kingdom. Are we together? But there is a requirement. That requirement is in Christ Jesus. When we get into Christ, we are capacitated and so qualified to become subject of this kingdom. That's why the Bible calls us lively stones. Peter speaking, he said, we are lively stones. That's what the apostle said, Peter. He said, we are lively stones. The word stones there means block in 21st century. How many of you know blocks that they used to build houses? Peter is saying that together we form the house of God. We form the tabernacle of God. We form a place, a dwelling place for God. When we all understand our place in Christ, so that way we are qualified to become what? Lively stones. Other versions say living stones. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So that simply means if you don't understand your place in Christ, you may be in church but not be adding up to the growth of the kingdom. Because since you don't understand your place in Christ, you are not a lively stone. You'll be doing a lot of dead things in church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You observe you are not adding up to the growth of the church. You observe that your presence in church is not really adding up to anything. It's only just adding the number when we snap picture. But the impact in the ministry, your presence is not adding up to it. Because even though you are in church, you are not a lively stone. What makes you a lively stone? That you understand your place in Christ. How many of you have seen people in church that you feel like they are extra? They are too extra in their devotion to God. Be sincere. Have you seen people like that? You feel they are too extra. It is because of their revelation. They are not too extra. If you know what they know, you'll be very extra too. The reason why they act the way they act is because of what they've seen that you have not seen. Are you listening to me? I always tell people, sometimes when I hear people's problem, I used to smile. I come here with many people's problem, almost every service, and a lot of things to deal with. But I'm preaching hot. Sometimes Satan wants to remind me in the middle of the service. But I just pretend like I didn't hear what he's saying. And I keep on preaching with fire. Hallelujah to Jesus. But somebody comes with one small aunt's problem, and the person is saying that's why he missed church. That's why she missed. And I'm amazed. Really? And sometimes you see me talking to the person. Are you okay? So why is Pastor Simon harsh? Didn't he hear that my leg, blood was coming out from my right thumb? Why is he not merciful? Because he's wondering, I've worn shoe with thumb that had serious wound before and preached in this church several times. Yes. And nobody noticed because I did not do like this. Before I enter, we'll practice the walk with Pastor Ed. Then when we get to the door, I'll tell him, don't worry, I can do it. And I'll enter. I'll be matching it by force. Yes, I've done it. You know what? I was trying to open my gate and the gate hit my thumb and the thing. And it was Saturday. I didn't call and say, I will not make it to Sundays. one of you should preach. I wore my socks. I mean, we just took palm, came. When I got to this place, where I wore my shoe. Wore it. They were closing their eyes when I was wearing my shoe. Sir, are you sure you not remove it? I say, if I remove it, then what will I use to preach? And I'll match it. And I'm sure they are wondering, how the hell is he going to teach? But they are shocked. I'm still teaching. Glory, glory. When I go back to the office, I still remove it gently. Oh! And I keep on moving. There's a revelation that has made me to come and preach with that kind of wound. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. I heard this testimony of a dear man of God. He said his daughter had a serious cancer problem. I can't remember that cancer, but her skin was just falling off. A part of her skin would just be falling from her face. It was that serious. They were in India trying to solve the problem. Yet he was having healing meetings. Most times the anointing is not for the man of God though, it's for people. God just uses you for people and you are there. If you don't know how to use your feet, you are finished. So it was just, and he was thinking of all the healing crusade where people were healed. And he was not understanding. The devil was just questioning his faith. And the devil would not take it easy. He would say, see you, hypocrite, man of God. He would be calling all names. And the man of God was wondering why God would not heal his daughter. So one day, he now heard a voice say, give her communion. So he started giving her communion. And all of a sudden, she became far better. He told the doctors, they started laughing that it's not possible. They removed it, it was truly cancer because it didn't shrink and went to one side, a tumor in her system. Then after that, they continued treatment. So he stopped the communion, some sort of. Then within the hospital, while they were there with the wife, his pastor friend called him that his wife had cancer. That because of the anointing upon his life, he wants to fly him to his country so that he will pray for the wife. And he didn't tell the pastor friend that his, that his daughter was on a sick bed with same cancer problem. He said, okay, I'll get back to you. When he ended, God told him to go and pray for that woman. When he goes to pray for the woman, he will receive his solution answer there. He didn't understand what God meant, so he accepted. He told his wife, I'm going to bring the solution for our daughter. So the wife said, no problem, you can go. Imagine he told the wife, I'm going to pray for somebody that has cancer. They have scattered divorce in the hospital. So he flew there, laid his hands before he came there, like 5 minutes after I prayed, they said the woman was healed. He was already going back home because he didn't care to hear testimony. He just laid hands, prayed, Zare coming back home. That was the deal. And before he went back home, he went to the mother of Joel Austin. She's still alive. He went to her and he told her his daughter. And the woman was surprised. She just said to him, You, your daughter, cancer, blah. He said, she's healed. He said, yes, I received. He didn't say one word, just dropped a seed and left. As he was going back home, something was happening. That night, the two nurses were tired. They left the hospital. You know, nurses too can use tire and leave you with your problem because they did not give you problem. They left. One said her daughter was having fever. One said they just looked for tire and left the woman there with her child. So the woman said while she was in the hospital, she had not slept for like 1 week. So she was just there. Her eye was red. She didn't know when she started dozing off small, praying and sleeping. Their first daughter. And a nurse now entered there and said, woman, don't worry, sleep. I'll watch over your baby. They didn't know who that nurse was. Then she just accepted because she was tired and she started sleeping. Guess what happened? Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So, When the nurse told her she just slept, of course she took that option because she was very tired. Then the nurse now removed all of the drip from the baby's body. All! Removed everything and the nurse left. And some of you are saying, hey, if I catch that idiot. That was an angel. Removed everything. You see the way God does things. As I heard that test, I remember Prophet Kobus. Somebody will come with pipe, oxygen at the back. No, what else? He will say, You say in the name of Jesus, you will not draw the pipe out. Me, that's what you'll say, hey. You know, to play safe, we'll say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. When I say go home, when you feel like removing it, you can remove it. You know why? So that when you remove it and you die, they will not come out whole. Oh, faith. Cry. So when I see the videos, I remember I was watching one. As he wanted to remove, I was like, hey, no. He said, in the name of Jesus, just removed it from the nose. The person just went, then he laid the hand sharp. I said, be free. The person I knew, person now stood up and started walking. I said, wow. There was one, he laid hands on the person died. Yes. Imagine you lay on somebody, the person now dies. Everybody caught you on national TV. What will you do? As the person died, he now went down with the person. He said, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. The person came back to life before he continued what he was doing. That's how the power of God should be. That's how when I heard Fortune was sick, my body was itching me to touch him. You know, it's when you hear sickness, it's time to shine as a child of God. When you lay your hands on the sick, they will recover. I don't mean your fornication hands. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Glory to God. I mean your hands full of the Holy Spirit. You lay it on the sick, they'll recover. Hallelujah to Jesus. You want to be laying your hands on the sick, not your adulterous hand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Lay your hands on the sick. The Bible says, they will be healed. You know, see, I gave a testimony like a champion. That's how you should give testimony. When he said, I told him, move your hand. I was looking at his face. He was behaving like a man of God. That's how it should be. Move your hands. Move your hands. Not that I go there, acute waiting. Hello! Our enemies have prevailed. Oh! Like I went somewhere to pray. If you saw everybody was shouting, ah! Oh, daddy, you cannot go! Daddy! I now ask, did the man die? They say no. He just slumped. I said, please, before I pray, let everybody go outside. They were like, hello! Daddy, you cannot go! Daddy, you're the only one who ever! So I asked, has he died? They say no, he just slumped. I said, please tell everybody to come outside. That's not faith. That's not love. That's foolishness. Unseriousness. It's not seriousness. You think it's by crying? Yeah, go and ask people that cried and lose their loved ones. If you think it's by crying, you must always be in faith. No matter what. Are you listening to me? That nurse that saved, that when they removed all the drip, was an angel. She took off all of the drips. The woman slept and woke up like 9 a.m. When she woke up, the baby was already on the bed looking at the mom. And immediately the mom woke up, she said, what are we doing here, mommy? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That was an angel that went into the hospital and performed that miracle. The man came back and saw his daughter and his wife playing. He had received the answer. So that's why sometimes your business can be struggling, but you are going to win souls. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They say Saturdays is no, this business has not been working. I cannot live on Saturday. You do it with an understanding. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? Because you ask yourself, if it's not me, who will do it? Who am I telling God to send to go and do it? It's even a privilege that God should use me. Are you listening to me? Very important. So if you understand your place in Christ, you become that right man that God can use to increase his work, to increase his influence upon the face of the earth. Be lively stones, not dead stones. Are you listening to me? Lively stones are not what? Dead stones. That's the relationship between Christ and the kingdom. If you don't understand your place in Christ, you cannot be part of the kingdom. You will just be part of the kingdom by mouth, not by action. There's another scripture we can use to qualify that reality. Ephesians 3:15. It said, from whom every family in heaven and on earth are named. So you see, you are part of God's kingdom family, currently working 100% in heaven, even though you're on earth. Why? Because of the name Jesus Christ. Go back to verse 14 for more clarity. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see that? Next part of scripture. "From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is what? Named." So in the name Jesus, we are part of the family we are part of the family in heaven, even though we are not in heaven. Are you listening to me? If you don't know your place in Christ, if you don't understand your place in Christ, you can't be part of the kingdom. You can't be part of the kingdom. Because you see, in Christ you become metamorphosed and what? Qualified. The Bible says our circumcision is in Christ, and we glory, we don't rejoice in the flesh. What does it mean to be circumcised in Christ? You see, when you are in Christ, all of the things Jesus achieved in his death, burial, and resurrection is at work on your inside. We said some of them in the first service. The TPT rendition of Romans 6 says, let's see it together. The TPT rendition. It said, could it be more clearer that our old identity is now and forever deprived of its power? You see some of the things? For we were what? Co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we will not continue to live one moment longer submitted to what? Sin's power. These are some of the things. Next part of scripture, it says in verse 7, obviously a dead person is incapable of what? Sinning. How many of you believe you are dead in Christ? You are incapable. These are the things in Christ that you have received that gets you qualified as a citizen of the kingdom. Now, if you read the prophecy of the kingdom by Daniel, he said the kingdom of God is like, let me just paraphrase. He said it's the strongest. It will keep on standing above every other kingdom. It will break every other kingdom into pieces. We are the strongest. He said we have received a kingdom immovable. Immovable. The Bible says they that trust in the Lord shall be like what? Mount Zion. They can never be shaken. So I refuse to be shaken. Next part of scripture, verse 8, it says, "And if we were co-crucified with the anointed one, we know that we will also share in what? The fullness of his life." Say, "I share in the fullness of his life." That's powerful. That's why somebody with acute whatever paralysis can stand up when you speak to the person. Everything aligns by your words. They align by your words. Remember what we said last Tuesday? Was it last two Tuesday? That the tongue, words we speak are like what? Hellish flame. It has great and mighty effect. The words we speak. The Bible said the words that we speak are spirit and they are life. The Bible said Jesus sustains everything in the universe by the word of his power. Everything in the universe. And the Bible says as he is, so are we. We create things with words. We sustain things with words. Everything in this universe is a function of words. You want to win, you speak words. That's why Jesus spoke to the wind. Peace be still. It heard Jesus. Everything in this world can hear you. I remember years ago listening to Pastor Chris say, anything that has intelligence has the ability to listen. Anything that they brought a madman to him. He said for 2 days, he kept on speaking to the madman. On the third day, when he said hello, the madman said, "Hi, what am I doing here?" The man now was normal. That he would just come and be speaking to him, "How are you doing in the name of Jesus? You are sound." For 3 days. And on the third day, the guy became normal. Okay. You know, some people, their problem is that they say somebody is mad and they're trying to check the root cause. A black said and touch something, turn something like that. No, it's not necessary. Somebody asked Jesus, "Who sinned for this man to be born blind? Was he his father?" He said, "No, it happened for God to be glorified. Whatever Satan has done, it is to the end that God should be what? Glorified." Are you all listening? Verse 9, it says, "And we know that since the anointed one has been raised from the dead to die no more, his resurrection life has vanquished death and its power over him is finished." Next part of scripture. It says, verse 10, "And we know that since the anointed one 10, By his sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all, but he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. Next part of scripture, 11, it says, so let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves. Tell somebody, I view myself as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal, while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus, the Anointed One. I'm unresponsive to sin's appeal. Satan will try, but we're not responsive. Are you seeing that? Next part of scripture. It then says, sin is dethroned, is a dethroned monarch. A king that has lost his power. Sin is a dethroned monarch. So you must no longer give it an opportunity. You are the one to give it an opportunity. Is that clear? He said you will no longer give it an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey his desires and cravings. Next part of scripture. He then says, so then refuse to answer his call to surrender your body as a tool for wickedness. Instead, passionately answer God's call to keep yielding your body to him as one who has now experienced resurrection life. Some have experienced resurrection life. You live now for his pleasure, ready to be used for his noble purpose. Say, I'm ready to be used for his noble purpose. Say, I'm tougher than life itself. Shout it one more time. Want to go? I'm tougher than life. We are mountain eaters. We are not scared. Life can throw its best shot. We are not scared. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are not scared. That's how you talk as a child of God. Are you listening? Yeah, things are not going well. No, things are perfect with me. Even if they don't seem perfect, you keep on saying they are perfect. They are perfect. They are working together for my good. At the end, I'll be the one standing. These two, it shall pass. It shall pass. I'm on the rock. I can't be moved. Toss to and fro. I'm on the rock. It has come to pass. I met one of the children met me. He said, a young man, one of the young men in church met him and said, sir, I don't know why I'm having a desire for women this season. As if I should produce children. Then the HOD told him. The HOD now laugh. So he was telling me that the young man was surprised that the HOD laughed. The HOD first laughed. Like I would have first laughed too. Then he said to him, that's a proof that you are a man. I said, eh? He said, but you have the power to succumb that situation. To subject it. The guy was wondering if the answer would be, now call fire to come upon you and burn every desire. What you have the power. See, you don't need nothing from heaven. You have everything on your inside. Paul said, Lord Almighty, send something to remove this thorn of my flesh. He said, my strength is what? Perfect in weakness. My grace is what? Sufficient. See, the mentality that God's grace is sufficient will cause you to walk in victory every time. Always know that God's grace on your inside is very sufficient for you. Stop waiting for anything to come from outside. Some will say, after that, they want to take a fast to avoid the desire to sleep with somebody's wife. You are mad? This is why you fasted. Since I was liking somebody's wife, I'm trying to kill it by fasting. You just speak God's word. I'm not supposed to like somebody's wife. What that is not your... I'm not supposed to like another woman except my wife. Is that simple? Supposed to pass someone. Is it that simple? Yes. One man asked me one time. He said, "What? Give me a logical way you avoid sin." I said, "Logical way." I said, "There's no logical way. I'm always conscious." He said, "But I know what he was asking." He said, When Satan suggests something, what do you do? I say, how you know I've overcome most times? Is that a smile? I always like to smile. Anytime you observe I'm smiling, I've overcome. Now they say, hey, but someone is smiling, it's like he's trying to overcome something. I say, I always smile. Those days when I was younger, I'll be passing somewhere, Satan will say, somebody has passed. Not that Satan will say, I will see that somebody has passed. And Satan will say, look, 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 look. And I'll be smiling. You see me smiling. I'll be smiling and it will turn into laughter. And I'll be going. I'll say, I'd rather die. You know, one time I was out many years ago with one of my pastors. The guy's not in church again. I suspended him for something else. That was a trace, actually. So years ago, I wanted to catch him. So we were somewhere in town, and a lady passed. I observed that he turns and look at ladies when they pass. Now he was not aware I was observing him. So what now pass? He now turned like he wanted to check something. I was getting the best view he could have. And I turned and looked at him and I said, so I removed my camera. In public. I said, don't move, don't move. I just got you. He now did like this in public. I started laughing. I said, oh, so this is how you do. He said, sir, it's just today. It's like I know the lady. I said, I know her too. You know, sometimes people think, well, it's out of control. You even hear it in music. They even do jokes with it. When somebody is passing with his girlfriend, another lady will pass. We see the boy doing like this. Then the girlfriend will not snap in. What is wrong with you? So, human beings are now wondering whether it's a normal thing. It's not normal. I'm walking with a lady and she sees a man and she's looking like that. You must follow him to his grandmother. I have no business with you anymore. What? If you can cheat on me, you can cheat on anybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's my pride. Just leave it to my pride. I mean, you were walking together in Anton and you're looking at a man. In fact, there's a way you say a man is fine that I will tell you the marriage is cancelled. What's the meaning of that? So there was one movie I was watching. The man was very fine pilot. What? What? Go and marry that pilot. But Simon, why will you be jealous? Even the person that gave birth to me in the spirit is a jealous God. Why will I not be jealous? He's in the blood. Why is the lady so jealous? Anytime I'm talking to my friends, what, they were my friends before I married her. They were there already. We were good friends. Now she's jealous that I'm talking to my friends. Pastor, I can't take this. You can take it. You know, most men sometimes are not sincere people. You are in a relationship. Then you have like 5 girls you are talking with. You are chatting with them very well. Then the keyboard is those days. Yeah, those Kaduna keyboards, they know how to play mysteries. You know, these are, we were funky, funky. Those days, and I don't like those kind of play. Don't think I like you. As I was preaching, they were helping me elaborate with the keyboard. So I told the guy, I have preached this thing. Why do you think I calm down? One day I carry my Bible, I look, look, look. I say, Mok, we talk truth. Something is wrong somewhere. And I started doing my research. See, it's very difficult. Eschatology is what would I use? Tactical. And I mean, it's very ambiguous. If you want to start learning eschatology, you'll be very, in fact, you will really read, you'll not understand anything. That's the first step that you have started. The first step to learn eschatology, you'll not understand anything. If you try to understand what you are not understanding, if you force yourself, you become the most foolish person in this world. If you go back and look at the things you are saying, you will sound so foolish. So the first step to understanding eschatology is that you will not understand. You will just be reading theories, or your head go full. Then you will not understand. That time, just sleep and forget about it. Come back the next month, start again. You will not understand why one, and you will not understand why that one connects to the other one. If you try to understand, headache will start. Just sleep and forget about it. just be learning finished work of Jesus. It will now connect you back to everything. When I understood that knowing Christ is what helps you to even understand the book of Revelation, that's what changed the game for me. The first part of the book of Revelation, what did he say? Revelation 1:1. This is the revelation of what? Jesus Christ. So if you understand Christ and look at the book of Revelation, you even understand it even better. Talking about the wine presser, that point where you see a man pressing, treading upon wine. What would you explain there in the book of Revelation? If you never understood finished work, you know that that was Jesus. And that the Bible said the grape, the wine, the liquid from the grapes poured upon his garment. How will you ever know that's Jesus except if you understood finished work? Do you know if you go and read some people's theory, they are saying that's an angel that will come and be pressing grape one day upon the face of the earth? There are people saying it like that. I was on this earth when they say rapture is 2000. I was on this earth when they say rapture was 2:13. I was on the earth when they say it's 2:15 that God just gave a little delay. Then when Ebola came, some people predicted. When COVID came, the best bet. In fact, some of you listening to me here, you were listening with one leg in, one leg out. That's why a prophet, they say no rapture. Now they see things like this. In case it happened, God, I believe you. In case it not happened, I just remember I'll be for this church. Anything. You saw grave open on Facebook, didn't you? Some videos, they say grave has opened, people have resurrected. How many of you saw that video? In fact, some man, Jesus was coming on the cloud. Didn't you see those ones? There are some, they saw angel was coming. And some people said, ah! You know, I'm so excited. Computer scientists made a hell lot of money because those videos they did, they were getting like 200, 2K, 1 million likes are coming. People were writing, Lord, have mercy. And the guys were just in their room shouting, do another one, do another. They made a lot of money. The graves, they said, now go and check them now. Erosion happened. They say Jesus have open grave. So when somebody was sharing the Simon, we have to be careful. This rapture thing is like it's serious. I said Jesus don't happen for grave. Don't happen for Tunisia. Tunisia, it don't happen for Nigeria. It happened for Algeria. It don't happen for Nigeria. Should the Bible say at once everything is supposed to happen? But why is it happening in UK? It's not happening in Benue yet. What is happening with our grave? Is it too strong? All of those things. These are how you begin to think first logically. What? I did not move like this. One shake. They sent one. The woman cried. She did not wear her ring. I've never bust her hair. Not the one that I bust and remove. This one I've not bust her hair before. She cried with her virgin ear. I said the next month, if Jesus does not come, she's not called. Most of you have cried now. You've seen it. You remove your wig for a moment. You remove your earring for a moment. You think you are playing God. In your heart, God is seeing what you really want. You are removing it for a moment. They repented till that date. When it didn't happen, they looked for their wig and put it back. You know, human beings are just toast to and fro, to and fro. In 2:15, there was a woman that rose up. I will never forget. I was so disappointed at my friends. She came and said, if you wear wig, not knowing that there is knowledge very well. My sisters, two of them, removed their wigs and kept somewhere. They were plaiting their hair all back. Shade. She said wig was from the devil. Wig was one mommy water something. Say eyelashes is the worst. In fact, you are dead already. Mention plenty things. Say lip gloss is from Marie. Waiting is from that. She mentioned everywhere. God took her. She saw plenty people in hell with lip gloss, with attachment, with whatever. Come and see the barrack now. So holy in a week. She now say the one that hit me, that I almost entered the screen and slap her. He said, all the men of God in Nigeria went to hell. Except one man of God. When I did my research, that one man of God, she was scared of him because she broke out of the church. So she says, only him that God accepted. So I thought of all the men of God in the world. I said, everybody went to hell. I said, it's a big lie. As I told my friend, I said, be careful, bad prophet, be careful. Even then, the sides of their hair was our style at that time. You know that time we used to cut the side of our hair? We just trimmer, small. All of them went and removed it. It was Molo. I was preaching and I told them nothing like that will happen. They said I should be careful. After several years, it didn't happen. It's now that some of them are believing it. But you are aware. How many of you remember the rapture dates they fixed for you that you were waiting for it to happen? How many of you? Have you ever been in that situation before? They fixed a rapture date and you were waiting? Hey, answer me, church. Why did it not happen? Question is, the people that saw that vision, now should they be arrested? Is God a liar? Now they are still seeing. If it's not even respect, there's one that would have talked, this place would have scattered, but it's respect. There is nothing like that. It's the truth. From the Bible, if you are a good student of the word, you won't find that in scripture. But somebody is asking, is there a second coming? There is definitely a second coming. Are you listening to me? There's a second coming. As we are teaching the gospel, in a twinkle of an eye, changes are happening. People are changing every day in this service. Every day as the word goes forward, many people are adjusting themselves. That's the change we are talking about. You'll be funny if you are thinking that an angel will come, woo, 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 and when it does like that, then people know. That was an indication that the change will come after a sound. What is a sound? The gospel. When the gospel of the kingdom is preached in the whole nations of the earth, what will happen? The end will come. End of sin, end of darkness, end of anything that pertains to the devil. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. So keep on preaching the gospel. See, listen. You will see, I tell you the truth. This even the second coming, it's not going to happen till many people receive Jesus. Many people. He did it for the world. Not for some of us, for the whole world. Many people will make it to the kingdom. I tell you the truth. Many. I know why they won't make it, because they are waiting for you. The earnest expectation of creation awaits what? Your manifestation. You go and talk to them with the gospel and there'll be change. Some of you are the ones that will change every. And they didn't believe what I'm trying to say. I mean, God will fix you in a position where you have to have a meeting with Erufai. And you will ask, would you mind if I chip in something? Because you have nothing to lose. If he's angry, he loses. Build yourself to those points. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They say they are applying for something. Apply. I had a testimony of a guy that has a very wonderful job with NMPC. Now, when he was applying, people were even laughing. They say you need a connection. He applied. Joke, they called him for an interview. He went, like joke. He's a big staff there with them. Like, tell somebody, like joke. This random apply, he applied in faith. The next time you hear that somebody, they are looking for somebody that will do this thing for the governor, the best, this thing for the governor, apply. Somebody was asking me, sir, what if the person you are working for, you suspect that he's a ritualist? What should you do? I did a graphic design for you worth 3 million. You better pay me and go and continue your ritualist work. Because, I'm not saying I see you killing somebody. I did not see you. If you want to do like that, we'll not collect money from anybody. Pay me for the service I rendered. I did not collect money from anybody. I did not steal anybody's money. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? After all, the Bible said the money for the wicked will be then to the righteous. Supernatural wealth transfer. It doesn't come by just a money comment. Mm-mm. As you're saying money comment, you are walking. The money is coming. They will need something and they will come and call you and you collect their money. You know, I watched one video, one picture. I couldn't stop. I just was admiring the picture. You know the picture? And Trump was seated as the president. So many cabinet. Then Elon Musk was just at the back. I said, man, this is it, man. This is what we're talking about. The guy doesn't want to even sit there. He's just at the back seat, just observing. These are strong men. Determining things. You know, some of you are disappointed because you think Elon Musk is part of 66. And you are wondering, you need to just wake up. Alright? And look at it very, There's a way you are seeing it. That's why you are thinking is that he's the pioneer of 666. Pioneer of 666 that is supporting Trump. I don't understand how is the pioneer of 666. 666 should like gays and lesbians. You know, the truth is that the guy has some kind of drives. There are some kind of things he wants to try. That doesn't make him 666. The truth is that he will calm down all of a sudden, because you can never replace human being. I even get what I'm trying to say. But try now. You can try with probably yourself. You say if anybody volunteer. If you volunteer, then it's your own cup of tea. But it didn't force anybody to volunteer. If you want to volunteer for your family to enjoy the money, fine. But nobody is forced to volunteer. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So he may have crazy drives, but it doesn't mean that he is for the devil. It's not somebody that has come to the full knowledge of Christ. I believe that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But at least he's not standing with Satan and saying, Satan is my man. So calm down. Tell somebody to calm down. Calm down. This 616 you are talking about, you think is a number. I don't want to go deep into that. It's not even a number. 666 was not even a bad name. Yes. Most of you avoid 666. If you go to a hotel, 666, you change. You see a number 666, you change the cloth. 666 is not a bad number. It's 666. Maybe when you were learning numbers, you'd have been 665, 667. It was just a way that the Romans used to name people, to identify people with their names. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'll do a deeper teaching on it. So it was a stylish way of naming people in their days. Many of them had their names represented by numbers. And that's why if you go to the book of Revelation, they are even representing, you see, like 114 years, I mean 141 years. It's not literal. You don't take it in literal terms. Are you all listening to me? Am I confusing you this holy afternoon? I'm not confusing you, isn't it? We're talking about the anointing, the Christ, the kingdom. I hope you had a great time. So heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. So anybody sick in your house, lay hands. That's the cheapest thing to do. Like you saw him. Lay hands. Lay hands on the sick. Get them healed. Are you listening to me? Get them healed. And I have a leading to say this. Even your finances, pray upon it. Pray for your finances. Satan, when he knows that you have the right knowledge, he will fight even your finances. Speak words over your finances. Are you listening to me? See big things. See big things. Let me end with this. How many of you don't like standing on a queue? If you just go to any queue and you see them long, you used to go home. Anybody like that? I heard a story of a man that wanted to take a certain coffee. The coffee was so nice in the US. Wonderful man. I think Simon Sinek, something like that. He likes this place where they take coffee and he wanted to take coffee. So he told his friend, let's go get coffee. When he went there, they saw a long queue. So the friend said, no, I can't stand there. The queue is so long. He said, no, let's just stay. And the friend, now he said he was seeing the coffee. The friend was seeing the queue. Listen. So he said, people see limitations a lot of time. They don't see what they want. That's why they don't get what they want. When you tell them, go get something, they begin to think about the limitations. But if your eyes is set on the price, the thing you want, you get it. He said, so somehow he went into the line and somebody knew him and he just stretched his hand, got coffee. He didn't have to stay that long. He got the coffee for his friend too. And they were excited going home. So he told the friend, I saw the coffee, you saw the line. The two kind of people we have in this world. One time a dear wonderful leader in the world said he wanted to buy Mercedes Benz. So one person that asked him in the assembly said, what model? No, they asked a question about who wants to buy Mercedes Benz. So there were two of them were seated. So one of them stood up and said, what model? The other person now said, how did he say it, Seth? He said, how much is the price? So the other person, the person asking now said, you didn't ask of the car. You were asking of the price. Do you know the car? He said, because when you, the response was this. He said, when you Mercedes Benz, I didn't think of the car. I thought of the company. There are two ways people see things. He thought of what? The company, not the car. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? This is another way of thinking big. Think of the company, not the car. Oh, glory to God. Let me end with this. The Bible spoke about in the book of James. The Bible said, the tongue is like a rudder on the mouth of a ship, isn't it? When you turn the rudder towards a direction, the ship does not turn immediately, isn't it? When you turn the rudder, just like your cars, when you try to rotate, the first part will rotate before the bottom part will now what? Adjust and rotate, isn't it? So, I was listening to Pastor Bewison. He said these words. He said, when you begin to speak God's word, as you are speaking the word, you may not observe the change all of a sudden. The change may start from your words. But before you know, everything at the back will add up. That's what it means for all things to work together for your good. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You must be sure of what your words can do. Know what your words can do. Your words are what? Spirit and their life. Don't be disappointed. You just said it. Calm down. Keep on saying it. Don't stop speaking it. Before you know, everything behind will adjust with what is happening at the front. And I gave you one illustration. Illustration. You are pouring water. Sugar in water. You may not really see a notable change. The first change you may notice is that the water is tasting sugary. But before you know, as you are pouring the sugar, it will begin to crystallize in the water. It will become a substance. That's what happens when you speak words. As you keep on speaking, insisting, speaking, then you shall have good success. That's what Joshua 1:8 said. He said, then you are... See, listen, God is not the one to determine the next thing that will happen to you. You will determine it by your words. You know how we'll be big in this ministry? Not because anybody wished for us to be big. And not necessarily because you want to be big. But as a set man, I want this ministry to be big. I'll be speaking it. I'll be saying it. And it must happen like that. I must end in what I believe. And the proof of what I believe is my words. If I truly believe something, I will say it. So what you have been saying is a proof of your believing. Even in jokes. Are you listening? When I say I can't be small, it's not me trying to sound pompous. It's too late. I've gone beyond that. Let's talk about another thing. I can't be small. It's not possible. Are you all listening to me? We want to sit with kings. Just talk about the next thing. It's a reality already. They shall come to the brightness of our rising. No, money is like dust. Just talk about the next thing, because this is settled. Let's talk about more weightier things like soul winning, because money is not a problem. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's not a problem. We'll gather them as dust. We'll walk upon it. That's why money cannot put a comma to my devotion to God. It's a taboo in the realm of the spirit. It's a taboo. You know, some Christians, they believe God so much, but they don't have this consciousness that all things are theirs. You must have that consciousness. All things are mine. Now, I believe God so much, I will not compromise my faith, but I still know all things are mine. So because I know all things are mine, I believe God so much, and I'm expectant for the best things of life to happen to me. I'm not a beggar. I'm a king's child. I have royalty in my blood. And that's why I don't think small. You hear it in my speech. You see it in my actions. You see it in my conversations. I don't think small. Man, I'm loaded. That's how you talk. Hallelujah. Your sister is misbehaving. You said they will be okay. You are not being optimistic. You are banking on the word. They'll be okay. It may take a month. It may take a year. But they will not be hot until they are okay. And they will give God the glory. Don't give up on your confession. This stupid idiot. They will be okay. Resist all the urge to say that they are stupid. They will be okay. In the name. They will not hurt you. Yet you said they will be okay. They will be okay. In the name of Jesus, they are okay. Are you listening to me? That's how you talk as a child of God. Don't think small. I lost my dad and so what? I lost my mom and so what? I'm an orphan and so what? And they said, somebody in the village killed my dad. And now they killed my mom. Now you know who you are. Somebody in Okpoga did charm. And you are crying. The moment it comes, remove it that moment. Maybe not on you because you know, maybe your brother. Remove it that moment. Are you listening to me? They are too small. Oleku, oleku, useless word, oleku. Azor spirit, useless. See, but Simon, why do you insult them? What if they come for you? Or come for your child? Or for your wife? They born them well? Them and their generation? And the person that owns them? If they born them well, let them come. One on one. We'll break the juggler. Oh, hallelujah. They can't. And one of my friends said, you carry this, your violence, I enter Christianity. And Satan needs this kind of people who in the world. We dare you. I used to know a man of God. I said, I dare you, Satan, lose all of hell and come for me. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you see, we are not called into two fighting. We are glorious. If Satan sees my baby somewhere alone, he will not be able to touch her. He will carry her and bring her for me. That's how much respect he has for me. You think I'm just making him out? You don't know when they call Jesus master. In one accord, they were just playing. When they saw Jesus, they start on one line, assembly. Mass, one, two, go. Somebody just blows. Master! Demons called Jesus master. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we. I'm a master of demons. Master over demons. They say cancer is in that body. Won't be. Get out! But healing is what? Children's bread. He will try. Satan will try. Even you that is making mouth like this, you will go by. Oh, you will now put something. Acute abon. Acute. Acute. Then medicine will now give it a name. And now put it in a book so that it will have eternal relevance. And one time I was hearing a case in psychology. I said, why did they put this thing? The problem, why these demons are still sustained is because they are in books. People read about them. Would have just seen the problem. Forget. Problem, and the problem will not exist. But they put them in books for people to read about them. So the demons are still in existence. But they are given a nice English name. Multiple personalities. It sounds so nice. That's a demonic activity. A man behaves like an old man, a young girl. That's where they sprang out gayism from. And lesbianism. That is a young man, you have the ability to behave like a woman. So you see a boy walking like this. A boy is catwalking. Some of them are going to do BBL. Reba Gadadia. Libro Handa Bashalia. Riga Hazu. I watch one movie. The boy says, "Sir, Daddy, I'm not gay. I'm now gay. I'm not a man anymore. I'm a woman." The father said, "Follow me." Follow him. He says, "Sit down." He says, "So what you said again?" The father stood up. The boy said, "No. Are you gay?" He said, no, Daddy, no. Are demon out. You know, one video I saw about Trump, I just told myself, God sent this man. He was talking to one of the governors in the U.S. states, in the U.S. there, one of the governors. He said, I've ordered you to make sure that boys will not enter guest. How can you, Lord, that say boys should enter guest restroom? Old men should enter young guest restroom. Ubanku. In all holiness. How can you have such a law? They say it's a nice law. They say it's a nice law. Oh, he's hurting. There's one bishop that came and said, for the sake of the lovely gays and lesbian, have mercy. Have mercy. Old Kwagi. You see, God raised Trump. You will not understand. He told the governor, he said, I'll cut off all funding to your state. She said, meet me in court. He said, I'll win you in court. And I'll deal with you. You know, she just kept her mouth shut. I said, what a man. Not the ones that are going there and saying, we'll think about it. Maybe we'll reconsider some laws. Mm-mm. He said it will not work. Nobody has ever practiced democracy. You are not hearing me. Nobody has practiced democracy. For the people what? Trump will not be the best person. In fact, if Trump wants to really practice democracy, he will bring kingdom. That's how poverty will make some young men now in Nigeria. They will go to America now, go and become wife. People husband, no. They'll go to US because of money and go and become wife to some white men. They saw one church boy recently. He's a wife. Paul fine boy that would have married one of you here. He's a wife. Be praying for some of these men, no. Before we lose our husbands to those guys. Because of poverty, make that money. Tell somebody, make that money. He said, for money itself is a defense. Make that money. 8 billions, 8 million. It's not a bad thing. See, this year, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm making my first 10 million. I'm making my... Say it! Ideas will come. Of course, you'll not be greedy. You know when to give in church. If you like, don't give. You just be making out. You should give too. God cannot be giving you money so that you just be keeping it for you, your family, and you, and your unborn children. Are you making sense? Then his work is suffering. You can just look at the screen and say, let me call some people in church. We want to buy one screen for church. How much did you make? 10 million? Don't worry, next year you're making 50 million. That's how God thinks. He sees that you use the first one when you gave family, you gave to his work, you gave to your friends percentages. He said, this one. If she has money, people will cry. There are some people you know, if they have money, people will cry. Am I saying the truth? It starts from now. If you look at yourself, you know the kind of person that you are. If God cannot flow money from you, God needs to flow. If God looks at your hand, when he puts money, it becomes like... It will not get to you. You'll be working, when you check your account, it's still 20,000. Then there are the people that say things like, I don't know where I use the money even do. They say, maybe they give 500. I don't know. What did I even do? I buy this one, 2,000. I buy hair, 50. I do makeup one time, 10,000. I can't buy two shoes, 25,000. What I can't do again when this money finish? Time for partnership. Yes, sir. No action. Did you remember God with the money? You answer. Yes, sir. How many of you are giving your tithe and your offering? Yes, sir. No action. And some of you will now have minds go and play sporty bet. That's where Satan will now catch you. He will now encourage you. You put 5,000, you have made 100,000. He's clapping for you. The first time I hear bet in football, I put my hand on my head. You can never become successful doing bet with football. Football that I know. Brazil can collect 10-0 anytime. Germany, what did they give Brazil in World Cup? How many zero? Germany. Go and check what they did to Brazil. If you are playing sporty bet now, you would have put that Brazil will win World Cup. They will win. But see what happened. Japan finished Argentina. going back and win Man City. It will shock you. Emba will come and carry Champions League. Arsenal will not carry you. It will shock you. Emba like this. Oh. It's not by winning match. Oh. You get cup. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when Man U is out of the picture, they are just gone. We should bring them back to African League. Kaduna League or Benin League. Red Devils. Hallelujah to Jesus. Were you blessed?
Yes,
Man U fans are just looking at me. It's not intentional. So sorry. You can. I spoke by the Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Were you blessed? Bow your heads and thank God for His word. Give Him praise. Father, we thank You for Your word, Your Spirit, and life to us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.